You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servant also, and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Every time I read this scripture, I'm always very sober. When the fifth seal was opened, John saw the souls of those who have been beheaded because of the gospel. Because they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they were beheaded. And they were demanding God to avenge them. And God didn't say that's wrong. No. He just told them to exercise patience, that the number of their brethren who should be beheaded like them, they are not yet complete. It has to be completed. We don't know those who are in this number, my dear brothers and sisters. We don't know. And the generation that is coming, what lies ahead, we are not too sure. The children we are having now, and their own children, you're not really too sure. It's becoming increasingly difficult to identify with Jesus. In fact, I tell you the truth, it's very difficult now to preach Christ. That's why many preachers have compromised. People will attack you with such venom, you won't believe it. You won't believe it. If you don't know what you are doing, if you don't know that God truly calls you, the way people attack truth, many preachers have suddenly adapted to preaching what people want to hear. But the word of God must be fulfilled. But here's how I want you to look at this scripture. I know that the fact that you are listening to me means that you have not been beheaded. And I know you believe that those who will be beheaded are human beings like you, are brothers and sisters in Christ like you, and I'm sure you have witnessed some of them being beheaded. At least you must have seen it on social media or in the news media. Right from James, who was beheaded by Herod, till today, did you know that believers are being beheaded because of nothing but their identification with Christ? But this is what I want you to look at. You have not been beheaded. Let's assume you will not be beheaded. But that all that you are going to face is just a little challenge with finance, a little challenge here with health, a little challenge here, a little challenge there. But because of that, you will talk back at God. You will murmur, you will get angry, you will become frustrated. What if you were chosen to be one of those who that will be beheaded? What have you been through? Do you know what it means to be kept in a room for 1 week, knowing that at the end of that 1 week, you were going to be beheaded on camera? Do you know what that means? Do you know some people have gone through it? For the sake of Jesus, they were beheaded like that because of Christ. But then, because you are broke, because you are sick, because of just one little challenge here and there, you are already frustrated with Jesus. Because of marriage, a lady told me, she said, to be honest, she's tired of pleasing God. She's tired, she's frustrated. I said, you don't know God. You don't know Him. You have been practicing religion. You are not a follower of Christ. Followers of Christ, they don't get tired of following Jesus. They said to Jesus, where should we go? Anybody who has a place to go apart from Christ is not following Christ. The disciples said, we have no place to go. But I'm challenging you today that what is it that you are going through that is greater than what these people have been through or that are going to go through. And have you ever prayed and said, Lord, whoever this my brother and sister will be and wherever they will be and at whatever time or generation they will be, please, oh God, give them the grace not to compromise. Strengthen them to stand in the face of imminent painful death. Have you ever prayed for them that way? Or you simply don't care? Have you ever thought that it could be you? And you could even need that prayer yourself? Be sober. Be vigilant. Give all you've got to this Jesus. Be faithful to the end. And the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.